This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 19, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today with some showers, temperatures near 40. Salem Hospital will have a new president in March. Dustin Luca of the Salem News is reporting that Roxanne Rappel will be moving up to president, as current president David Roberts will be elevated to a corporate role with the hospital's parent company, Mass General Brigham. Town of Swampscott now owns the Hawthorne by the Sea property. There will be a community meeting on Saturday, January 28, for residents to share their views on how the property might be used in the future. The event starts at 10 a.m. This is Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald.
We have a number of community meetings over the next few months to really talk about, you know, how do we want to use the property? Do we really want to have an open space? Do we want to have, you know, some type of boardwalk, you know, what's the right strategy? But from my perspective, it really is a iconic piece of property that overlooks the capital city of New England. It's a wonderful investment in open space, and I think it really reflects the Swampscott Select Board's desire to really balance a lot of the priorities. I mean,
the January 28 event will be held at the restaurant from 10 to 1. Essex County Brewing Company and the Ipswich Ale Company are merging. The Salem News is reporting today on the deal that will shake up the businesses but will not change any of the brews. The merger will result in the closing of the Essex County Brewing Tap Room located in Peabody. Peabody Lighting Commission will select the new commissioner next month. Charles Bonfante resigned effective January 1. The commission is meeting on February 21 at City Hall to select the new commissioner. The Salem News is reporting that those who are interested in being nominated need to submit a letter of intent and resume to the city clerk's office by February 10. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Islanders 4-1 last night. Tonight, they play at the Rangers. The Celtics will host the Warriors this evening. High school hockey from last night in boys' action, St. John's Prep over Xaverian 4-1. It was Essex Tech with a thrilling 3-2 win over Danvers. Armini Booth with the game-winning goal for Tech with just 43 seconds left in regulation. Gloucester beat Woburn 5-4, Winthrop over Stoneham 4-0. Linfield Hockey did not play last night, but they're right now sitting at 9-0-1 on the season, and they're getting some great play and goal. And here is their coach, John Gardner, on an interesting goaltending note.
Yeah, we're always a defense first, play from the goalie out. I can't say enough things about Dan McSweeney, three-year JV guy, kind of buying his time to get his chance between the pipes, and he's been absolutely phenomenal. He actually, interesting little caveat from yesterday's game, he broke his skate blade at the end of the second period, and lesson learned, we tell our guys, have two sticks minimum, have your blades, have extra this, extra that. He didn't have an extra blade, so he had to play the third period with just a random goalie skate that the pro shop had. Got on the ice, literally looked like me and Jay looked at each other like we saw a ghost, like, oh, he can't skate. And played the period, gave up that controversial goal, and shut the rest down. So he's been awesome. We play really well in front of him. No, like, slighting him at all, because he's proved that he's, we kind of undersold him.
Linfield coach John Gardner, it is equipment, equipment, equipment. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.